At times you just feel like worshiping Him and praising Him. There's nothing like worshiping and praising God. A lot of issues are dealt with in the presence of the Lord. Let me say a few things about thanksgiving, gratitude, appreciation, and so on. The scripture says it's a good thing to give thanks to the Lord. It's not a bad thing, it's a good thing to give thanks to the Lord. And in 1 Thessalonians chapter 5, it says 17, it says this: in all things give thanks to the Lord, for this is the will of God in Christ Jesus concerning you. Are you here? It says, in all things, in the good and the bad, give thanks. And I want to say a few things why the scripture admonishes us to do that. Because at times in life, when the challenges are overwhelming, we don't feel like giving thanks. How many of you can identify with that? But the scripture tells us, in all things, He did not say only the good things, but in everything, give thanks. And I will later on show you why it is so. Now, the word thanks comes from a Hebrew word means yada, y-a-d-a-h. Say yada. It's a verb. You know, when they say something is a verb, you understand it. It's an active word. It's a doing word. It's not a passive word. Yada means to praise and to give thanks. It means to act in acknowledging something that is right about God and giving thanks for that. To yada God is to give thanks, acknowledging the right things about God and then saying thank you to Him. How many of you know that God is good? Even when it seems as if you are totally down, God is still good. When it seems nothing is working, God is forever a good God. That is His nature. So when we say giving thanks, it is what? Acting in knowledge about what is right concerning God, and therefore offering what? Praise to Him. Usually it is linked with the word halal. Halal is where we get the word what? Hallelujah. When you say halal, yeah, it means that praise what? Yah or Yahweh. So when we sing hallelujah, when we say praise the Lord, that's what it means. Or hallelujah, it means that you offer thanks and appreciation what? To God. Is God worthy to be thanked? You see, for the fact that even you are saved is enough. I was telling my daughter when we were coming, I said, look, God doesn't have to do anything else for you and I. The fact that we are saved and our name is written in the book, the life book, is enough for us to be very grateful to the Lord. You know, but at times, usually, because we are looking for other things, we forget what God has done for us through Christ Jesus by saving us. Okay. So, when I say yada, it's like I said, it's an active word. It's not a passive word. It means it's something you must take an action. Either you open your mouth or you lift your hands or you can come and roll in front of here telling God that you what? Are grateful. Some of you will get miracles. Nobody even will tell you. You'll just come and lie here and roll about 5 times here. Amen. Hallelujah. But you don't have to wait for what? That to happen. So let's go to Luke chapter 17 quickly. Luke 17 from verse 11. And we'll look at a few at this particular story, and we will use it. I will read from the New Living Translation. Luke chapter 17. I will read verse 11, verse 12 to 16 and 18 and 19. Luke chapter 17 from verse 11. As Jesus continued on toward Jerusalem, He reached a border between Galilee and Samaria. Then He met some lepers. And look at what it is. They were crying out, "Jesus, Master, have mercy on us." He looked at them and said, "Go show yourselves to the priest." And as they went, they were cleansed of their leprosy. One of them, say one of them. Remember, they were 10 of them. One of them, say one of them. One of them, when he saw that he was healed. One of them, when he knew he was saved, like Diane was testifying. One of them, when he saw that he was healed, he said, "No, wait a minute. I have to go and thank the person who did this." I have to go back and show my appreciation to the one who helped me. When he saw that he was healed, he came back to Jesus, shouting. Say, shouting. It wasn't a small praise the Lord. No, he was shouting, praise God. He fell to the ground at Jesus' feet, thanking him for what he had done. And this man was a Samaritan. You know, the Bible does not mince words. This man was not a Jew. All the other nine, they were Christians. This one was not a Christian. But God healed. You see, God healed even unbelievers. Amen. In fact, it's more easier for unbelievers to experience healing than Christians. Interestingly, yes. Anyway, we're not going to. But this one, when he got healed, he returned and gave thanks to Jesus. Listen to what went on. Look at what Jesus said. Has no one returned to give glory to God except this foreigner? Has no one returned to give glory to God? Nobody wants to testify of the goodness of the Lord. Has no one except this foreigner, this unbeliever? And Jesus said to the man, stand up and go. Your faith has healed you. Or the King James Version says, go and be made totally what? Whole. Not just what? The physical healing, but total what? Wholeness. This story tells us that God expects us to show our gratitude to him. Jesus said, is it only one out of the 10 that has come back to give thanks? You know, at times when we are doing things for God, at times we feel as if we are doing God what? A favor. Hello, are we here? At times when we are like, Diane, when you testify about the influences of those people who have helped you to be who you are, when you are doing things for those people, it is not a favor. It should be filled with a heart of what? Gratitude. So if you can cook jollof very well, and one day you are talking to Harold, Harold say, I wish I have some jollof. Say, don't worry, Harold. I will sort it out. And don't think it's what? You are doing him a special, but because of the input that person has what? Inputted into your life. You exercise gratitude. Jesus expected all the 10 to come back. To come and say, thank you, Jesus, for healing us. And at times, God does things for us, but we don't express our gratitude, what, to him. By the way, at times when Jesus heals people, at times he will tell them, go and proclaim what the Lord has done for you. Anybody here, they have anything to give God thanks for? The fact that you can walk, you can see and hear, is a cause to give thanks. If you go to the hospital now, you will give thanks. If you know somebody's situation, you will give thanks. I'm going to talk a little about gratitude. And one of the major forces of life is gratitude. It makes you tranquil and at peace. It draws God's presence into your life. When you are, what, ungrateful and unthankful in life, most of the time you are grumpy and miserable. But one of the powers of gratitude is that you enter into a state of peace, knowing that all things are working together. In fact, the Bible says the present trials and challenges and pain you are facing is nothing compared to that which you will enjoy over there. God must be appreciated. God must be what? Appreciated. God must feel that we are very grateful. Now, let me give you a few things that we have to thank God for. Number one, for the things that God has given to us. His unfailing love. His unconditional love. For Christ, God loved us whilst we were yet what? Sinners. Whilst you and I were enemies of God, God loved us. How many of us love our enemies? Naturally speaking, nobody likes their enemy, true or not true. In fact, there are prayer meetings, people go and pray for their enemies to die. I fire you in the name, kill them, God. Kill as you see, like they're contracting God to be what? A mafia, a killer. God is not a killer. I'm some prayer meetings people hold all night, and the people are not dying, they are getting more stronger. These are wrong prayers. But whilst we were enemies of God, God loved me. One of the things I do at time when I lie in my bed is to think of how I was a child. So, you see, I didn't go through what Harold went through, smoking ganja, those. Or chasing women or doing evil. Hardly in my life, because I got saved at a very, like some of you were born in a very, so I didn't get involved with, I was just a bit naughty, that was all. You know, like I'll put pin down when you come and sit down, then it will, little things like that. But the kind of sins you, I didn't. So, you would think I'll not be grateful to the Lord. But the Bible says, whom the Lord has forgiven much, exercises a lot of gratitude to God. If you think God has not, that, but for me, that's why I didn't go through all of that. Whenever I think of the day I get saved, my eyes well up with tears. I'm very grateful. Extremely grateful to God for saving me. For love. Remember, like I told you last week, very young age, in a school called Ann's Preparatory School, a Nigerian missionary, Baptist missionary, Pastor Owulabi, preached. And I walked down the aisle because of love. So that is why me, I love God. So it wasn't because I've done some horrible things. It's love drew me to Him. Amen. It's like if you are going to marry, it should be love. Are you here? But people marry on all different grounds. You know that. A lot of marriage of convenience is not somebody from Africa who is coming to marry to get papers. Even people who marry here, is convenience. You marry to have children, not because you like the man, but you want to have children. It's called convenience marriage as well. You marry that, you tell your family that you are married. It's a marriage of convenience. A lot of marriages are marriage of convenience, please. Let's leave that one. Let's move on. I can give you, if you tell me the reason why you go married, I'll tell you. So we thank God for what He has given to us. He has given us victory through Christ Jesus. And today we'll be praying, God, we have to time me so I don't go. We'll be giving thanks. We have to thank God that Satan is defeated. Your devils and demons chasing you, God has already given you victory through Calvary. Why shouldn't I thank God? Psalm 27, though thousands rise up against me, I will not fear, because thou art with me. As a mighty warrior, all my enemies will stumble and fall. That's why you can give thanks. When it seems the enemy is overwhelming you, you can give thanks. In the face of overwhelming odds, knowing that the person who is with you is greater than the ones that what are against you. We should thank God for giving us righteous laws to live good life, holy lives. Amen? Other than that, our homes would be chaos. If we did not practice the laws of God, even at times society can even be what? Chaotic. So we have to thank God for that. We have to thank God for what He has done. So many things which I've mentioned. And then we have to be thankful to God for who He is. Not because of anything He has done, but because, like I said, God is God. And He's a good God. We have to thank Him for His faithfulness. Amen? Now I want to give you some of the most powerful things why it is good to give thanks. Number one, we need to train our hearts to be very grateful. Why? Because it keeps us from bitterness, arrogance, and discouragement. Look, if you want to have such a peaceful, by the way, do you know that a lot of sicknesses is psychosomatic? Say psychosomatic. A lot of illnesses come from stress. You can even eat well. If you are full of stress and anger and pain, it's easy to get ill, get serious sickness, for your whole DNA even to change. Are you here? So when you are thankful, it reduces what? Bitterness. Oh, are you here or you gone home? Are you at home or you are here? Or you are in the dance hall yesterday? I like that song. What is it again? Forward something. He says, go forward. To the left, to the right. What is the title? Follow the leader. That one. Maybe you have to play. We'll change the lyrics a little bit. Follow Jesus. I love soca. You say, I love Jesus. So we need to sanctify the song. Are you here? If you want your heart to be at peace, be thankful. So even when you do me harm, you do me evil, I say, Father, thank you that this person is bringing the fruit of gentleness out of me. You know what that does to me? It brings peace. But if I react, it releases what? By the way, the brain causes the body to release over 2,000 hormones. Yes. You can go and ask Dr. Charlotte after the service. Over 2,000 hormones. And depending upon your mood, those hormones affect you. If you keep on always releasing adrenaline, it will have an effect upon you. There are certain ones, is it serotonin or something, cortisol, there are certain kind of hormones. When it's released, it helps you. Children are here, I was going to say one of them. It helps you sleep very well, and you enjoy life. But let's move on quickly. Are you here? It protects you from letting your life be defined by what we don't have. Because most of the time, do you know that we are in kind of a state of tension for something we don't have? So you are waiting for a certain breakthrough before you'll be happy. True or not true? You are not happy because you are driving that old banger for 3 years. You are not happy. If you were grateful that you have a small banger that can move you up and down, your life would have been happier. Because there is somebody who is driving what? Lamborghini, and is very, very what? Miserable. There's someone who has got the golden bed. They can't sleep. We don't even... Yes! Somebody who can buy all the medicines in the world, but they are still sick. Go and ask Steve Jobs. Had all the money in the world, it could not save him. You can sleep and be happy, and you are just concerned that you don't have that shoe that your sister has. The things that the world say you should have, Brazilian hair, you can't afford it. You can afford Jamaican one. Just be happy and just be glad. Say, thank God for my Jamaican one. You know, it's very sad. We make ourselves miserable. Because, I don't know, what are some of the things you are looking for that, you know? Once you're on the way to having that breakthrough, be happy today. Or by the time you get there, you are so sick, you can't enjoy it. Contentment. The Bible says, with something is great what? Godliness with contentment is great gain. But for you to be content, you have to be thankful. Father, thank you for my wife. Hallelujah. Meanwhile, she's giving you hell. Praise the Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Then you tell your wife, thank God for you. You are really helping me to develop the fruit of the Spirit. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. If you can do, you know you have peace at home. Or I can turn all my negative energies and despise her and resent her, and I'll be sick. Oh, I'm not getting amen today. I'm telling one of the ways to be happy in life, or you'll be miserable. So let's assume your wife decides to give you hell or your husband hell. Can you imagine you'll be miserable for 40 years? I'm not the married couples, I'm not hearing that it is true. You have to decide. You don't like it. I remember years ago, my wife would take her shoes. Immediately she enters the house and put it somewhere. I didn't like that at all. So I'm going home. Da, 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 da. I love my wife. I've made all the plans in my head, you know. I'm going to love it. When I enter the door, you know the first thing the devil make me to see? The things are there. At that stage, I'd have a choice to get angry and let walk on, or praise the Lord. These shoes is not, it's more important than the shoes. Hallelujah. You know, I didn't learn that in the first few years. It was very miserable. So I'm just telling you.
I just forget it. She's more important than, and she doesn't even do that to what? Irritate me. So, thank God. You, the young ones coming, you better learn this quick. So your marriage can be happy from the beginning. You don't have to go through all the stresses we went through. Are you here? So you be thankful. So I thank God. Say, sweetheart, thank you. Thank you. Thank you. You find that there's peace in the home. There's joy. You find out that the hormones that are being released. Shiloh, you have to give me one of the good hormones that are released. Is it cortisol or whatever? Give me. Which one? Serotonin. Yes. Good hormone. It just released and you find that you are feeling good. Peace. Hallelujah. Amen. Or you can get the other one. That makes you tense. Even you start getting arthritis. You know, it comes from all those things. Bitterness causes arthritis. It's not the food you are eating. Oh. Are you going home or you are here? That's why the Bible says joy and laughter is medicine. You didn't know that? God will not tell you the medical medicine. But the joy of the Lord is our strength. The happy person is what? Is always having medicine. The body brings the right thing for you to be whole. Destroys cancer cells and all kinds of cells. Yes, it does. I'm not saying that if you got cancer because you were moody. Have I said that? I didn't say that. You know, one person loved themselves out of cancer. True story. This man was diagnosed that he had only 3 weeks to live. You know what he did? He said, if I'm going to die in 3 weeks' time, then I'm going to die with laughter. So he, unbeliever, you know, so he went and borrowed all this old cassette with, the comedies. He just piled them. So I'm going to laugh my way to death. Started putting, he will laugh. I'm talking about proper belly laughter. Some of you haven't had belly laughter for a long time. Not the one. No, the one that is deep, deep. The whole house. At times I'll laugh like that. My wife and she'll say, hey, what's going on? So I'm enjoying something here. You laugh and he laughed. When the 3 weeks came, the man, every cancer cell had been destroyed naturally. Yes? So when the Bible says that laughter is medicine, it is. Turn to look at your friend's face. Say, laugh, smile a little bit. Stop having that funny face. Smile. It is good for you. Don't you like people who are smiling? Are they not inviting to you? When you see the squeeze face, you want to, hey, thank you, Jesus. It's true. Smiley face. I have to tell my daughter, I'm not major. I say, smile. One of them is always smiling, so I get attracted to her. Yeah, why is your face like that? Smile. It doesn't cost you what? Anything. Are you here? Gratitude to God and to each other. You should be able to, in fact, you should practice it. I wish at my time is how to practice gratitude, how to practice it, how to practice thankfulness. By the way, the more you show gratitude, it keeps you humble and reminds us of our need for God. When I'm always grateful, it reminds me of my need for God. Because when things are not going, I say, Father, I thank you in this situation. I've been praying and I've been trusting you for years. And it's not, but I still give you thanks that you are the God of the universe. You are in control. It helps me to stay close to God. And it exercises my dependency upon who? Upon God. You know, some people are backsliding because God did not answer a prayer of theirs. Hello? Some people are very angry at God. Hello? For not giving them what? You tell me, KFC? Or what? I don't know what. Oh, God did not give them this. God did not give them that. Look, life is more than God giving us A, B, C, D. Hallelujah. Have you seen a poor man who is more happier than a rich man before? Why? Money is good. It makes the grease smooth. But it is not everything. Peace of mind. Money cannot what? That's why a lot of wealthy people go on drugs and those things. They want something to what? They want some therapy. And at times they have to use what? Those things. You know why people go around sleeping around, chasing, sleeping with women all over the or chasing men. Hey, this is the same. You can't even tell. You know, so it's not like old times. Ah, this is the woman will come boldly. You don't know. Guess what? They are looking for what? Something to fill a void. If you are a grateful, thankful person, say, Father, I thank you. thank you that you are with me. I may not have this, I may not have that, but I'm very, very grateful for this. Look, that's what the Bible says. God does not give you the biology of things, but he says in all things, give thanks. For this is God's will for you in Christ Jesus. You need to practice. Let me quickly tell you how to practice gratitude. By the way, to show gratitude, it doesn't cost you anything. Do you know one of the things it does? It shuts out negative emotions in us. If you like, practice it. You find that negative emotions, vitriolic feelings. You, at times, you can bile. You know bile, B-I-L-E. It's like acid. Do you know that the more you are not grateful, it's working inside of you? Or you can let joy work in you by being grateful. Just be grateful for life. Amen. It's like me as a pastor. Ah, look at all the empty chairs. Then I'm always going home miserable. I should thank God for you being here and be grateful. Hallelujah. Because in the long run, that's it. You are here. And I have to be grateful to God for giving me the privilege, not the right, to pastor you. You find pastors are miserable doing all kinds of because they are not grateful. Are you here? The fact that you have somewhere to sleep, be thankful to God because somebody has nowhere what to sleep. You are concerned. God, I don't like this bed. I want an orthopedic bed. You know, but this one is sinking and then complaining. I think I've taught it here before. Complain. The opposite of gratitude and appreciation is what? Complaining. And you know, God curses and destroys people who complain and murmur. Oh, yes. You better believe it. God cannot stand that. Even human beings, we don't like that. Do you like people always, when they are coming, complaining and murmuring to you? Hello? Even as a pastor, you see the person coming, you want to dodge. Because they have another thing to come and what? Complain about. And those of you who live with people who complain a lot. Hello? Oh, are you going home? You are here. Can you imagine? Any time I see my wife, I'm afraid. Because she's got something to say. Any time I'm coming, my wife will say, what next? You know, I remember years ago, I said, V! And the way she'll come is, what next? She's got her shoulder upon the microphone. She's terrified. Especially when they say, V! Yes. And then she'll come. What have I done? what kind of me? Can you imagine? She's always stressed. But when she knows, when I say, V! Hallelujah. Yeah. You see, there's peace and joy in the home. She's happy. Everybody is happy. You must show, look, practice it. Teach your children to practice it all the time. When your mommy cooks, you must tell your children, teach them how to say, thank you, mommy, for the food. They shouldn't take it for granted. When they open the fridge, tell them, say, thank you, daddy. Thank you, mommy, for buying milk. Though milk is not very good for you. But are you here? We must pray. When we see people in church, say thank you. Liji, thank you. Friend Liji is sweating and he's sweating. Say thank you, Liji. Hallelujah. When the thing goes funny, don't say Liji. No. Say after the service, Liji, thank you so much for your faithfulness. It wasn't your fault that the thing. Are you sure? Are you hearing what I'm saying? Thank God for the Sunday school teachers. Thank God for the ushers. Thank God. When you go to work, go and thank your boss. Thank you for employing me. Don't think it's your right. They could sack you and get somebody else. Amen. You should thank God for people in your life that has made a difference in your life. You cannot say too much. Can you just imagine? I tell my wife, thank you once a year. Hello? So I have said it. I said it last week. It doesn't matter. You should say it what? Always. You can never say enough thank you to God. I'm always saying thank you to God. The first place, Bible says, enter ye into his gates with what? Thanksgiving. You can never say no, thank you. Father, I thank you, my sins are forgiven. I thank you, Lord, even things I've done, I don't know I've done wrong, you've shown me mercy. I thank you, Lord, you protected me from accidents that I'm not aware of. I thank you in the realm of the spirit, your angels has fought for me. Father, thank you for my wife and my children. Thank you, Lord. There are so many things you can show gratitude for. You should thank God. That at least you can buy Kentucky Fried Chicken. Hallelujah. Anytime you are mine, say, Father, thank you for giving me a job to be able to buy this. You may think it's small. It is not small. Because when you refuse to be grateful, you know what it leads to? The opposite happens to you. You become, you know. In fact, this world, we need a lot of gratitude, true or not true. We need people to be kind to us. Quickly, then we will be, because we need to pray into certain things. Let me give you how to, three ways. Number one, how to practice an attitude of thankfulness in everyday life. Thank and praise God for everything in your life. I said everything in your life. Everything. Thank Him even for difficulties. It's a sacrifice to do this. But thank God for everything. Especially when it's not self-imposed. Say self-imposed. You know, there are certain, when it's self-imposed, you need to repent. But where it is not self-imposed, you know, life just has happened. How many of you know that life at times is not fair? Look, life can be tough. If, as long as you are on this earth, you will face tough decisions, tough challenges in life, health issues, financial issues, relational issues, work issues. You can't avoid them in life. But the Bible says in it all, give what? Thanks. Because God does not tell you, I've told you, the what? The psychological and emotional side. You know, in Philippians, I think chapter 4, it says the what? Don't be anxious about what? Anything. Not some things. Anything. But in all things, with prayers and what? Thanksgiving. Let your request be known. You are going to sign a contract. Sabrina, it seems as if some man is trying to take it from you. Give thanks. Say, Father, what is mine, hallelujah. I thank you, you are working. Even if I don't get it, you are so God on the throne. And you make a way. Thank Him. When your boss is being harsh on you, amen? Instead of praying for him to die or to be sacked, the first thing you need to pray, Father, thank you for this boss. Maybe he wants to bring something out of me that I have not developed. What is it, Father? I thank you for him, hallelujah. If God needs to remove him, he doesn't need your permission to you remove him or her. I thank God for them. You know, at times we forget God when it comes to, at times we remember God only in church. You should remember God every day in every situation. So, thank God and praise God for everything. Number two, don't allow yourself to complain about anything. Be very careful when you are going through things, what your mouth says. You know that when somebody is sick, seriously sick, you don't want people to come and complain and terrify them. Hey, this sickness, You know what he did to my uncle? You know, some people are like that. When you say you got some sickness, the dreaded C word. Aye! You know, you don't want people like that around you. You want people who speak what? Life. Never, you must practice. It's not easy, I'm telling you, it's not easy. Don't complain. Even when it's raining, you are going through. Don't curse the wind. Father, thank God it's raining. I may not like it, but it's helping a farmer somewhere to grow the food. So thank you. Hallelujah. It's not about me, but maybe about others. Look, always you come. Let me tell you one story. True story. There was a man in the town, like in Brixton. The man was known to be the worst, craziest man in town. Very bad. There's nothing good about him. Very bad to the core. Evil. And then there's this pastor who has determined not to say anything what? Bad about anybody. He will find the good. Not that they are not bad things, doesn't know it, but he will find the good things and say the good things. So this man, wicked man, died. Then the town people say, we've gotten the pastor now. We're going to see. We'll give the funeral to him and see what he's going to say. True story. So they brought two stories. I'll tell you the other one. So they brought the man and laid him there. Everybody was anxious. Can you imagine a funeral? Everybody is anxious what the pastor is going to say about this man, that there was nothing good. So the pastor came and looked at them and said, wow, look at his lips, so beautiful and so nice. He found something even in the dead body to say something nice about the man. Everybody was sure, say, yeah, let's go and bury him. There was another pastor. True story. This man was bad, similar to that. So, when the funeral came, they asked that pastor to do the funeral. The pastor said, I won't do it. Not this man. No, I won't do it. And then the elders, a Baptist church, you know the elders can force you to do things. So they forced him. on the day when the man was lying there, he came to the mic. He said, this man lived like a dog, died like a dog. Get him out of my church. That was the end of the scene. Two stories. Yeah, it's true story. So you see, one person did this, another pastor did this. May you always find the good to say. Refuse to complain. Find the good you can find about somebody and situations. Practice it. If you the young ones, Aaron, if you practice, your life will go very fast. Very fast. Are you the one who plays the football? Anytime you go to your coach after, say, coach, thank you for giving me a chance. Thank you. You think he won't like you? When the position comes, he'll put you there. Even though the other guy may even be better, he'll put you there. Because people in life, and we operate on favor, if you don't know. Life operates on somebody favoring. Even you, the singles, for somebody to marry you, they have to favor you.
Yeah.
Because there are plenty of women, but why did he choose you? Favor. You hearing me? So when they choose you, say, thank you for choosing me. Don't say you are lucky to get me. Favor. God could have picked somebody else. You know that. Favor. This life operates on favor. Somebody will just look at Harold. I like you. Out of now, I just favor you. People, oh, why are you being unfair? No, I said, I like him. And it has no, you better. And to do that, you have to exercise a lot of what? Gratitude. Finally, to have an attitude of gratitude, do not compare yourself to others or with others. Don't wish that your life was different. Don't compare yourself to others. Huh? Don't wish that you had what? You were born a Brazilian. You have no idea what people, some people wish secretly. If they were to tell you, I remember years ago in the university, when there was pain and hunger and food was not working proper, you know, challenges. Some of the students, you know what one of them said? He came and stood on the balcony. Hey! If I'm to be reincarnated, I would tell God to let me come like a white man's dog. It's better than the life I'm living now. I'm telling you the truth. Yes. You wish things secretly, you see. You say, hey, but you wish things secretly. Do not, if you want to be grateful, do not compare yourself to anybody or anything. Why is your nose so flat? Oh, God, you should have made my nose a bit like this. And look at this, my ears. It's always blocking the air. You know, why can't you make my... True? What I'm saying, is it true or not true?
True.
Then look in the mirror. Oh, Lord. Can just make it a bit straight. You want to go and do all kind of surgeries. True? Look, what I'm saying, is it true or not? So you are not happy, you are miserable. God, my height, you know. If you have made me a bit... 3 more inches, I mean, it's very powerful. And I would have been happier. God will not stretch you. Be happy for being a short man and give thanks to the Lord. Look, I'm just telling you the secret, because as long as, even if you are rich, you meet someone who is richer than you. If you think you are pretty, you meet someone who is more what? Prettier than you. The things you think you've got, somebody has got it more than you. What are you going to do? You'll be miserable. You get grades, good grades. There's somebody who has got far better word, grace. Only you have not met them. When you meet them, then you feel like a little what? Chicken. Be thankful. Be grateful. Do not compare. Paul even said, we are immature when we compare ourselves to each other. I like Harold. I don't like him. I left Pastor John. I don't like. It's childishness. Shall we stand? Gratitude. Maybe look around and find 2 people before we pray and say thank you to them. Be specific of the thing you want to thank them for. Start right there from your family. Thank God. Thank God for the person next to you. Thank God for their lives. Thank God for your spouse. Thank God for your family members. Thank God for your parents. Thank God. Give thanks. Give thanks. This is the will of God in Christ. Thank somebody. Thank them. Tell them. Look them in the face and thank God for their lives. Yes. Thank them. Say thank you. If you can say thank you for being in this church. Just your presence alone is a blessing. Thank God. Thank God. Thank God. Thank God for being a good Aisha. Thank God. Thank God. Thank God. Be grateful. Be grateful. Hallelujah. Even when things are not well, thank Him, thank Him, thank Him. Give Him praise, give Him glory. Thank God. Thank Him, thank Him. Father, we thank You for one another. We thank You for Your mercies and Your kindness. We are grateful for the people in our lives. We thank You for our bosses. We thank You, Father, for work. We thank You for being in this country. We thank You. We give You praise. We give You praise. We are thankful, Father, that we are well. We are whole. We are not in hospitals. We give You glory. Hallelujah. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Glory be to God. Thank You, Father. Thank You, thank You. Thank You, Lord. Thank You, Lord, for all the help. We bless Your holy name. We are grateful. We are thankful for one another. We are thankful for the angels. We are thankful for healings. We are thankful for victory. Through Christ Jesus, we bless You. We bless You, Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. We give You thanks. We give You praise. Hallelujah. Lord, I thank You, Lord. Thank Him in advance for the blessing He's going to bring into your life. Thank Him for the financial breakthrough. Thank Him for that miracle. Thank Him for your future husband. Thank You, Father, for my future wife. Thank Him, thank Him. Give thanks to the Lord. For this is God's will in Christ Jesus. In Jesus. Thank Him. Thank Him. Thank Him. Thank Him. Give God praise. Give God praise. Appreciate Him. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. We are going to pray. We feel that God would like us to intensify our prayer life. There's a breakthrough at the door. And the enemy is scheming and trying and hollering to stop it, but he cannot stop it. So we are going to pray. Are you ready? We're going to pray in the spirit. And those of you cannot pray, and they say, Father, I just give You the scripture. And then you pray alongside that scripture. You can say, Father, you know, can you put that scripture there? I think it's Luke chapter 18 or so. It says that, Father, the unjust judge, God, avenge me of my what? Adversaries. We are going to ask God, any force that is resisting your breakthrough, any power, whatever it is, satanic forces, as we give thanks and we pray, the hand of God is going to move. God will arise and scatter them. So, but we'll pray in the spirit. We're going to play. You got my song? Yes. A widow of that city came to Him. How many times did He come to him? Repeatedly. Saying, give me justice in this dispute with my enemy. Do you know that Jesus Christ, by Calvary, has dealt with every curse, every satanic force? That you are seated with Him in heavenly places. This enemy that is trying to steal your blessing, your favor, your glory. You are going to tell God, I have no strength, but You have strength against them. So Lord, give me judgment against them. Give me judgment in the name of Jesus. By virtue of the sacrifice of Christ, we are going to do that.